This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And yes, sir, welcome back to hour number two. Glad that you could be with us on a Monday evening. If you missed anything in the first hour, missed a lot, just go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast, and we are there. I'll tell you what, it's a crazy time of year, and with football, especially with recruiting, a lot of the kids, as you heard earlier in the program, that trying to still – from the class of 2025, get on the map and maybe get a scholarship or some financial assistance, all the way down to planning for the upcoming 2025 season. A lot of the players in high school, especially in South Florida, taking part in 7-on-7s, the new 5-on-5 line camps, which are great. Also, before you know it, colleges will be open for their spring, and they open up their campuses for a lot of the high school football teams. Somebody who's kind of experienced it on probably every level, especially over the last 3-4 years, whether it be in high school, where he was a defensive coordinator at Miami Central for a decade, and then going to his alma mater at Killian and turning that thing around. And then for the last 3 or so years up at FAU as a safeties coach, has returned to the high school ranks as the new head coach at Miami Central. We welcome in Coach Derek Gibson. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations, and welcome back to our side of things.
Thank you for having me, Blue.
I know you're excited. I know you're excited in any job that you get. I mean, I know that when you headed back to Killian, you were excited, then get the FAU job and opportunity to work at the college level. Now coming back to high school, obviously knowing you, you're going to treat this thing just like you have all. You're not going to make any changes. You're going to treat the kids just like you always have. I mean, you're going to expect a lot of them. You're going to expect a lot of them physically and also – from a mental standpoint, you know, as far as learning the playbook and, you know, a lot of things that you're bringing to the table. Talk about the opportunity to come back and take over this program. And you were a part of it for a long, long time.
First of all, man, I'm just so excited to be back on 95th Street. I mean, I'm going to treat this thing just like I've been treating my job the last 3 years. It's going to be a college-based ran program. I'm going to treat it just like these guys are. College athletes, and we're going to run like a college-based program. So what I just learned these past 3 years is going to help me tremendously with my next journey.
And you come back with a, like you said, with so much more experience. I mean, and I, you know as well as I do, you never stop learning, obviously. But this gives you an opportunity now from the recruiting standpoint, because you've been doing it for the last 3 years. You've been the guy that went out to all the schools and had to recruit and had to. So you know exactly what every college is looking for. So when you get your team together and you look at your senior class and your junior class, you sit them down and say, listen, this is what you have to do. You got to get your grades. If you don't get your grades, then forget it. And because how many times have you gone back to FAU and tried to sell a kid who just, you know, couldn't get it done in the classroom? And it's probably the most frustrating thing in the world. So, you know, talk about that because, you know, obviously the X's and O's, coach, they're going to come. You know, I mean, you know those. I mean, it's like you fall out of bed and you know the X's and O's. But as far as getting these kids to understand, you got to get it done in the classroom or there won't be a college.
Like they say, man, student athlete first. The word student comes before athlete. So, I mean, these young men got to realize, I mean, without any education, there's no scholarships. And you understand, so you're competing against guys around the country, not just competing against guys in South Florida. When you nationally recruit, such as I did, I mean, you got to think, I'm going to take the best 3.5 kid with the best athlete to put that together and take that kid and then take a kid that's a 2-2. He's just good at the 3.5 athlete, so I'd rather take the guy that's a little smarter because I know he's going to bring to me on and off the field. He's going to be more mature. He's going to take school a little more serious, and he's going to handle the playbook as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Derek Gibson joins us, new head coach at Miami Central. You know, Coach, you were always a student athlete. You know, I mean, I always remember back in the day in high school and then going to college at FSU, you were always the guy that took care of business, and obviously you understood it, and it came to you as part of the, you know, part of the entire process. Obviously, with this new group these days, a lot of these kids have to kind of, you know, learn the whole deal. What do you think you've learned over the last 3 years being at the college level the most? I mean, but obviously it's a whole different world, but what do you think you took away? Because remember, you've had the experience. You played, you know, at a high level, but there are always things as a college coach that you learn. What do you think you took away from the last 3 years that you're anxious to apply here?
It's going to be real simple, Blue. Preparation organization. I mean, you got to prepare, meaning film study. Can't watch enough film. You got to know if his guy left foot is up. You got to know what kind of route he's running. I mean, just the little details, preparation, and organization, Blue. That's probably the biggest thing I'm going to take from the college ranks and bring it to the high school level. And when I say Preparation, man, just game planning. I mean, just anticipating. You just know what people are going to do before they even do it. You should be calling things out. That's how much prepared I'm going to have my guys before it even happened. So, I mean, preparation, organization, and anticipation is going to be the biggest.
And also, too, the one thing that you're a part of here is an administration that 1,000,000,000% has your back. I mean, you know, your principal, your APs, your athletic director who's played the game at a high level as well. Talk about that, because you know what it is. You've seen when your administration kind of clashes with the academics and the athletics, and it's not real pretty. But where you're at now, from Principal Sands to Eddie Brown, all the way down the line, they know exactly what needs to be done. Talk about that and coming into a situation like that.
I mean, when you're blessed to have a principal that loves the game of football, AD who actually played the game and knows all about it, I mean, that means the program could go to the sky. So, like, you know, before I was at not the same thing bad about Kevin, but, you know, at first, my first principal, she really understood sports. Then my second one, she did, but it's not like Sanders and Brown does. It's totally different. So you have their full support, meaning you could basically run anything by, and they go support it because they know the bigger picture, and they go see the bigger outcome. So I'm a blessed to have, you know, such a support staff as I have.
And also a lot of expectations from the community. You know, I mean, you've been there before. You know what it is. I mean, it's always going to be 71st and 95th Street going head-to-head now, being in the same region as they've been. Talk about that advantage, because you have two of the best programs in the country separated by a mile and a half to 2 miles. These kids know each other. They've known each other since they played youth football. What's it like to be in an environment where you have such high level, you know, football, not just from Northwestern, but obviously what Ice did at Booker T, and then what Luther's done at Edison, a lot of inner city play. Plus, you have your Columbuses and you have your Broward County teams like Chaminade and St. Thomas. This is an environment, you know, from having to recruit it the last couple of years, that there's probably no other area like the 25, 30 miles between Broward and Dade. Talk about that.
I mean, it's crazy you say that, Blue, because in a day you got 95th Street to 71st Street. You probably have, with them two schools alone, if you just go back and look, some of the best athletes have came out of them two schools alone. So to be a part of one of those schools is just a blessing to me. And you got to think, the whole inner city of Dade County has, I mean, phenomenal athletes. I mean, like if we always said on the college ranks, I mean, you get all your skill from Dade and Broward County, and you go out of state, try to get your bigs, but you know, them the guys are going to produce, and they battle test it and on Saturdays and Friday nights. They're going to show up and ball out. So them the guys you really want on your roster. So, I mean, just to be a part of 95th Street, I mean, I'm going to be coaching some of the best kids in the country.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, because I'll get a lot of crap for not mentioning Norland. They put it over the last 3 years, Norland's put 11 kids into Power Four football. So you take them, and now Coach Stubbs at Carroll City's bringing things back. I mean, as you said, you know, the inner city, which takes it right up to the Dade Broward line, is as good as any place in the country. Talk about what you're going to do now as you get ready for spring. What's obviously the kids got to be doing something. I know from participating in line stuff, also 7-on-7s. I know kids just getting done with basketball. Track is going to be huge as well. I know you're one of those guys that you have, because you did, you have to do something. Wrestle. You have to do something in the off season. You have the kids pretty well, you know, tied up for the next couple of weeks, months.
Trust me, yeah, off season program started. This is my first week on the job, Lou, so I'm hitting the ground running. But most kids, I got a couple of kids in wrestling. They're doing pretty well. I got a few in track, not that many, but we're actually starting our off-season program, and we're hitting the ground running. I think Thursday was a pretty good day. I see what the guys got, see how well they move, but I'm excited, man. I got a bunch of hungry young men that's ready to compete, and I can't wait.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, and Central hosted the GMAC Wrestling, which was a first. Never had before. I went over there. I was pumped. It was really nice. A lot of kids, and Central had like 10, 12 kids, you know, in the tournament, which is something that they haven't had in a long, long time. And I know they welcome you back with open arms, Coach. I can't thank you enough for joining us. We'll see you plenty, as you know.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the time.
Good stuff. Coach Derek Gibson, who's the head coach now at Miami Central, and he's looking forward to it. I don't blame him. It's going to be another great year. The Rockets are loaded. They have a lot of talent. Not, like I said, the most important thing of any program, and every coach will tell you, is if your administration is on the same page, that's 85% of the whole battle. Because they know, especially when they're athletic-oriented, they know exactly what you want. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to new head coach. Florida Memorial University is no stranger to South Florida. Coach Mike Jones is next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.